to our Heartbeat episode for this week. If you're anything like me, you've heard the word unprecedented several times over the last few months. It's something that's said often when we hear media reports and watching the news, and that's what this time has been called, unprecedented time. I heard a podcast yesterday of someone who said that they saw this meme on the internet that said, "I miss precedented times." And I had to laugh out loud because I thought that's so true. When we don't have something anymore, it's something that we miss. And if you're like me, over the last few months, I've actually felt really shaken. You know, I shared a few weeks ago that earlier in the year, when all the restrictions where I live came into place and my husband's business had to shut down and we had to figure out what we were going to do, what he was going to do with the business, I started to feel really shaken. I remember I was on the phone to Ronan saying, you know, do I need to go out and get a full-time job because your business can't operate anymore? What are we going to do? And really feeling unpeaceful and unsure of where our life was at. Earlier in the year, in January, I actually had these thoughts in my head about when would my life change. And what I mean by that is, for the last few years, my life has been on this really cyclical routine. From like January to December, my husband and I and our daughter, we kind of knew throughout the year what our year would look like. We've got our four terms of schooling for our daughter. We've got the four different holidays throughout the year. And we know in the April holidays, we often would stay home. In July, we'd often go visit my mum and dad. In the October holidays, we'd fly to Queensland for a conference. And then in December, around Christmas, we'd either have Christmas with my family or his family. And this routine has been in our lives for several years now. But in January this year, for some reason, I thought to myself, when will this change? You know, it probably won't last forever, this cycle of how we're living our life. Something at some point might change. And now that I look back, I feel like that probably was the Holy Spirit preparing me for what was to come, having no idea that my life would now today look like this, where my husband's business hasn't been able to operate for most of this year and being really unsure of what life's going to look like. And in probably about April, I remember ringing my dad on the phone and saying to him, I'm feeling really shaken and unpeaceful, but I know that I shouldn't have my thoughts in material things. Like, I don't believe my life I base on my finances and material things. But because some of those things started to shift, and my normal routine was changing, there really was that shaking in me of what am I grounding myself on? What am I relying on? And as a Christian, I know that I want to ground myself in Christ and my hope is in Him. But it becomes hard to do that when your life is shaken. And that's really when we have to do it more. But I have to say, it's been a real struggle for me. I'm reminded in this time of two stories in the Bible of where Jesus walks on the water to the disciples when there's a storm going on and they're in this boat and Jesus walks on the water to the disciples, like this really peaceful, calm person. And I've had that image in my mind of just Jesus being there through the storm. And then the other scripture that comes to mind to me was the story of the disciples and Jesus in the boat where there is a storm. And I looked it up and it's in Luke chapter 8, verses 22 to 25. Just want to read it for you now. And it says, "One day he got into a boat with his disciples and he said to them, 'Let us go across to the other side of the lake.' So they put out, and while they were sailing, he fell asleep. A windstorm swept down on the lake and the boat was filling with water and they were in danger. They went to him and woke him up, shouting, 'Master, Master, we are perishing.' And he woke up and rebuked the wind and the raging waves. They ceased, and there was a calm. He said to them, 'Where is your faith?' They were afraid and amazed and said to one another, 'Who then is this that he commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him?'" And the part that really sticks out to me for this, when I've had this thought of I'm in a storm, is the part where Jesus says, "Where is your faith?" And he's asking that to the disciples. And for me, I've really been asking that of me in the last several months. Where is my faith? Emma, where is your faith that Jesus is with you, that he will pull you through this storm. I heard a great quote only yesterday from Pope Benedict that said this: one who has hope lives differently. And I love that quote because for me, who has hope in Jesus, it means I should live differently. And in this time where I do feel a bit shaken, well, I should live differently because of that hope. So even though I'm shaken, I need to have trust in him that he will provide for me. So I want to just talk a little bit about how do we do that. And one of the ways that we need to do that is to pray and to press into Jesus more, to press into God more. And we do that by praying, throughout your day. You know, I love praying to God throughout my day. When situations come up, I always, just in my mind, no one even knows I'm doing it, I'll say a prayer to ask God to be with me, to guide me, to help me in a situation, to help me in a conversation. And that's something that really helps me when I'm feeling shaken at this current time. The next thing is I try to read scripture and remind myself of the hope that I have in him. And so there are just a few verses that I want to share with you. The first one's in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. It says, "Be strong and bold. Have no fear or dread of them, because it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you." And that kind of verse just reminds me that God is with me. I can be strong and bold because God won't fail me. In Psalm 43, verses 5, it says, "Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my help and my God." And that verse, it just reminds me again that my hope is in him. And these are the kind of things at this time when I've really, you know, been feeling unpeaceful, I'm trying to remind myself of the hope that I have in him. Another one in Psalm 119, verses 114, it says, "You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word." Once again, just an encouragement to me that my hope is in him. These are the kind of the scripture verses that I try to remind myself throughout my day when I don't feel, let's say, all that hopeful, when I am feeling shaken. And then the next thing we can do at these times where we don't feel, where we do feel shaken, is we can ask people to pray for us. You know, I can ask people in my family, in my community to pray for me. And right now, if you don't have those people in your life, then I want to encourage you to write to us. You can write to this address on the screen, heart@thecatholicguide.com, and we will pray for you. You can comment at the end of this video. If you're watching this on Facebook, you can comment, and Rosemary and I and our team, we will pray for you. I just really encourage you to ask for prayer and to trust that God will answer your prayers. So as we finish, I just want to encourage you that if you're feeling shaken at this time, which is okay, it's all right to feel like that when things have shifted in your life, can I encourage you that you have a God who loves you, who will guide you, who has plans for you, and who will provide for you. And so I just hope that that encourages you in your faith today. And I encourage you that you can trust in him, because we have a God who is all-knowing and all-loving, and he is there for you always. So why don't we pray? In the name of Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, you know our circumstance. You know how we're feeling. You know if we are feeling shaken. I pray, Lord Jesus, right now for your peace. Jesus, you are the Prince of Peace, and I just pray that right now you would bless us with that peace in our hearts, that you would help us in our circumstances, that you would provide for us when we need your provision, and you would guide us. And by your grace, Lord, you would help us to trust in you more and more every day. We ask this in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.